Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Bethany Rogers of the News Post in Frederick. Bethany, you all have a race up there for the newly created position of county executive. And tell us who the candidates are and a little bit about what they're saying about the importance of the race and why they ought to be elected.
Sure. Well, on the Democratic side, we have Jan Gardner, who served 12 years as county commissioner here. After that, she served on staff for Senator Barbara Mikulski for a little while. Republican hopeful Blaine Young, on the other hand, is the current commissioner's president, so he'll be the last commissioner's president. This was his first full term in office, but he was also a radio personality for much of his term. He's off the air now during the election. He's also partial owner of a cab company. So both of them say that their experience on the Board of Commissioners makes them very well suited to this high-profile position in the new charter form of government in Frederick County.
What more can you tell us about the politics of the two candidates?
Blaine Young comes from a political family. His father is a Democratic state senator here in Maryland, and he was initially actually a Democrat when he served on the Board of Aldermen in Frederick City. Since then, he kind of recreated himself. He became a leader of the Tea Party movement here in Frederick, and he really got elected onto the Board of County Commissioners with a promise of controlling spending and making sure taxes don't increase, and that's really kind of been his emphasis. For her part, Jan Gardner is really focused on good government. She has a huge emphasis on ethics in government and on the importance of listening to the voice of the community and weighing their opinions in decision making and making people feel like a part of the public process.
I think your coverage suggests, at least in the beginning, that the two of them have decided to be quite civil with each other.
Well, at least in public. If you look at the campaign literature, you're going to get a bit of a different story. There are quite a number of attacks going between the two campaigns at this point.
Are both sides attacking each other, or is it the attack coming from one direction?
Blaine Young has produced quite a large amount of negative campaign literature. Jan Gardner has responded with some attacks of her own, but she's said that she really wants to keep this campaign positive, and she's actually taken a pledge to avoid personal attacks or attacks on the other candidate, and she's challenged Blaine Young to do the same, to make the same promise. He said that's no problem, but he says he wants her to hold herself to the same standard.
Is there any way to know if either of them has an advantage at this point?
It's hard to say. The most recent campaign finance reports just came out this week, and it shows that Blaine has quite a substantial fundraising advantage over Jan. However, she pointed out that Blaine's fundraising advantage in the primary election was even greater over his two Republican rivals, and he only was able to secure 53%, I believe, just over half of the vote in the Republican primary, despite having hundreds of thousands of dollars more than his opponents.
Well, that's an interesting factor as we go forward here. We'll cover it some more, Bethany, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Bethany Rogers, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.